It's interesting to see how the apostles initially handled this problem. Look with me in verse 2. We're told the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples. So in other words, they called a members meeting. That's all they did. Here's a problem. Let's call a members meeting for it. Now, we don't know exactly what was said, but we do see two other interesting features here. Look in verse 3. He said, "Brothers, pick out from among you seven men." So they call a members meeting, and then they suggest that the church, not the apostles, should resolve the problem. Notice that? Brothers, that's you lot. Pick out from among you seven men to go and resolve this problem. It's not, okay, as the apostles, we're going to fix this. You fix it. Call a members meeting and the church were to resolve the problem. Then look at verse 5. The apostles called the meeting, they make a suggestion, and we're told what they said pleased the whole gathering. And so they did it. Had it not pleased the whole gathering, presumably, they wouldn't have done it. So what we see here is a members meeting where the apostles make a suggestion, they tell the church to resolve the problem, and then the church themselves are pleased enough to say, yes, that's what we are going to do. They agree on it together. Now, there are all sorts of things that could have gone on in that meeting, and we simply don't know what was said. We don't know the details. But what is clear is that the whole congregation were involved in the decision-making process. The whole congregation were involved in resolving the issue that was put before them. A meeting was called, the apostles suggested, and it only went forward because the church agreed to it, and then the church themselves implemented it. Now, if you want to know why we at Bethel end up having members meetings all the time, and why we vote on things, and why we discuss things in members meetings, here is fundamentally the reason. The early church, and this is not the only example of this we see in Scripture, called its members together to make decisions as to how things ought to happen within the church. And it's clear they only did what was suggested because the whole church gathering agreed on it. The whole church agreed with the plan. Not only that, the church themselves were involved in solution. The apostles called on the church to choose seven men for the distribution of food. The church had an active part to play in the solution by picking out the men to do it and by carrying it out from amongst themselves. Now, as church members, that means you have an active role to play in the life of Bethel Church. We hold members' meetings so that you can be included in the decision-making processes of the church. Where there are issues, the elders want to bring matters to the church so that we can agree a way forward, a way that isn't just something the elders have cooked up in a meeting, but it's something that the whole church can agree on. What is more, the emphasis for the leadership in this passage is on teaching and prayer. So that means that many of the solutions in the church will be found amongst the members. The elders are there to equip you to think biblically about problems and then find a means of resolving them yourself. It requires others to implement solutions in the church. And if the elders are to be free to focus on the teaching of the word and to focus on prayer, that means that they can't be loaded up with dealing with all of the issues that ever arise in the church. It means that the church themselves have an active stake, an active part to play in making the church work together. There is a clear principle here that the church would come together to find a solution. The church are involved and the church implemented the solution. And that is the same today in Bethel Church. The elders are not there to tell you what to do, but we as a congregation are to come together to think biblically about an issue. That is why the ministry of word and prayer is so important. Because if you are taught the word, and if we are taught how to pray and we devote ourselves to those things, we will begin to think biblically about the issues before us. Not just that seemed good to me, Well, that's what most people in our culture would do, but that is what the Bible says. This is how the Bible tells us to think through this matter, and we as a whole church will be able to make those decisions and implement those solutions together.